53 degrees on the campus. In the studio with us this afternoon is Allison Slaby, curator from the Rinalda House Museum of American Art. Allison, how are you?
I'm wonderful. It's great to see you, Jim.
Great to see you, too. And the show that's opening right now, we've known about this for several weeks, and I posted it as soon as y'all gave me this marvelous catalog. It's called Black is Beautiful, and it's a fantastic collection of photographs that you can see now. This show has been huge. It's going around the country, and we're very thankful to have it here at Rinalda House.
Yes, we're thrilled. I personally have seen it, and it is stunning, and I can't wait to share it with the community.
So give us the backstory on it, because this is from a young photographer. Well, he was young when these photographs were made, because there's a very handsome portrait of him in the very opening of the book, 1964.
Yes, so this is the work of Kwame Brathwaite. And he was the son of immigrants from Barbados. They settled in the Bronx. And he attended, with his brother, a school of industrial arts. Mm-hmm. And he was kind of intent on learning advertising, graphics and advertising. And he saw a friend one night in a club making photographs without a flash. And he was fascinated. And he said, how do you make photographs in a dark club without a flash? And so he got a camera and began kind of teaching himself photography. And at the same time, they were graduating from this arts high school where they had been exposed to all kinds of young African-Americans involved in the arts, all kinds of arts, not just photography, but graphic arts, music, dance. And they founded a society called the African Jazz Arts Society. And their goal, they were all in love with jazz, and their goal was to get jazz clubs in the Bronx. Everybody had to go downtown to hear jazz. So they wanted jazz clubs in the Bronx. So they began planning jazz concerts, planning gatherings of people. And then eventually they added the word studios. So they went from African Jazz Art Society to African Jazz Art Society and Studios. They had a studio right next to the Apollo Theater. And they produced graphics, they made photographs, and then eventually they founded the Grand Dessa Models, and that's what really put them on the map.
You can really see how this man's mind was going, because he started out studying advertising and marketing, and he used that love and that skill to learn all these new skills with photography. Apparently his mind was working 60 miles an hour.
It really was. And, you know, in addition to photography and music, he was politically active.
Yeah.
And he was following the work of the Jamaican-born activist Marcus Garvey, who was preaching a message of economic liberation and freedom from colonialism. And so all of the work that they were doing with AJAS and eventually the Grand Dessa Models was all about those two ideas of economic liberation and freedom from colonialism across the diaspora.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the Grand Dessa Models, because I think that's going to take us back to our topic, is it not? Black is Beautiful?
Black is Beautiful, exactly. So at the time, and, you know, I think even continuing today, there were certain ways that black women were expected to present themselves.
Sure.
They were supposed to straighten their hair, and they were supposed to, you know, dress the way that white women dressed, and, you know, wear the same kind of jewelry. And Kwame and his brother Alambe Brath founded the Grand Dessa Models to kind of combat those pressures on black women.
Yeah.
And they encouraged black women to have natural hair. And then all these women in this collective of models began experimenting with textiles inspired by African textiles and sewing their own clothes. And then eventually they put on these incredibly popular fashion shows. They weren't beauty pageants. There wasn't a competition.
Exactly, yeah.
They were fashion shows to demonstrate their skill in sewing and designing, in jewelry making. And then Kwame Brathwaite photographed all those fashion shows and turned them into these incredibly vivid, vibrant, large format photographs of these women in their fantastic clothing.
And they were making a huge statement because at that time, you're not old enough, Allison Slaby, but those of us who are of a certain age, we realize how huge that was to decide that you're going to look a certain way, the way you wanted to look, with your hair.
It was revolutionary.
Absolutely.
And, you know, even people in their own families said, you know, okay, what are you going to do about your hair? And you know, these young women who were wearing natural hair said, you know, maybe you should be doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I had to lobby my father for several months in order to grow an afro. Oh. It was big because he was very conservative. He was Republican, and we were Presbyterian. And it was, you know, it just wasn't done.
Yeah.
So this was a huge statement that that these people were making, and this photographer was making, Kwame Braithwaite, in bringing all these people together, these like-minded people, to mold their own image and make their own statements about who they are.
Exactly. One of my favorite photographs in the exhibition is a protest at a store, a wig store called Wigs Parisienne.
Yeah.
And Wigs Parisienne wanted to move into Harlem and sell straight-haired wigs to African-American women. And the women in the Grandassa models said, absolutely not. So they're outside the Wigs Parisienne shop with their sandwich boards saying, you know, hot irons, no. Natural, yes.
So what a marvelous conversation that was that they started from his advertising dream. And I suspect that his parents were probably on that because they thought you can get a job in advertising. You can't get a job as an artist or a photographer. But he pulled it all together and was quite successful.
Yeah. And, you know, eventually they were actually the concerts that they were promoting were so popular that they were profitable.
Yeah.
And they were making money and they were able to pay the artists and they were able to have a little bit of profit. So yeah, he was successful.
It's 3:39. You're listening to Afternoon Jazz at 90.5 FM WSNC Winston-Salem, jazz in all its colors from the campus of Winston-Salem State University. In the studio with us this afternoon, Allison Slaby, who is the curator at Rinalda House Museum of American Art. Rinalda House has a marvelous show that is going to open in a few days called Black is Beautiful. It's the photography of Kwame Braithwaite. And it's not just photography, because in looking at the catalog, which you have in front of you, and you all were kind enough to share a copy of the catalog with me several months ago, but it's a huge historical document about life during the 60s and what was going on with black people.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the key tenets of Braithwaite's work and the work of the AJ Society and the work that they were doing in the Grandassa models was a concept called Think Black, Buy Black.
Yeah.
And it was the notion that if you patronize black-owned stores, then you'll keep the money in the community.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, really building on Marcus Garvey's ideas about economic liberation.
And those sentiments continue today. And even just talking about the title of the show, Black is Beautiful, that was huge. Using the word black to describe yourself, I mean, on a good day we were called Negroes, but becoming black, that was a huge political statement.
Yeah, and using the word black, using the word African in the name of their society as opposed to Negro or colored, that was revolutionary. What they were doing was really radical and really challenged people's perceptions of, you know, not just white people's perceptions of African-Americans, but African-Americans' conceptions of themselves.
When people come to see the Black as Beautiful show at Rinalda House Museum of American Art, what can they expect to see?
So you will walk in, you will see this fabulous self-portrait that you already mentioned, Jim. Right next to it, there's a large format black and white woman, black and white photograph of a woman with this incredible earring dangling down almost to her shoulder. And then right next to that is a poster that says Black is Beautiful. And then going around the gallery, you'll explore the Think Black, Buy Black concept. Then you'll get into the large format color photographs of the Grandassa models. And then one of my favorite parts of the exhibition is there are three costumes that were constructed by three of the Grandassa models, including this fabulous crocheted gold pantsuit that is my favorite. So, and then we have also wonderful programs to accompany the exhibition as well.
Oh, great. So tell me about those, because this is really a multi-tiered show that you've got going on, because it's not just photographs, it's not just art. As you mentioned, it's costumes and it's stories and it's programs as well.
Yeah. So starting in February and every month, February, March, and April, we have a series of artist talks, local artists responding to the exhibition. We also have a talk called Our Search for the Beautiful, which will include Nikita D. Wallace, who is the founder and creative director of Winston-Salem Fashion Week. And then the one that I'm most excited about, Kwame Brathwaite's son, Kwame S.
Wow,
Brathwaite,
cool.
will be here in conversation with Dean Corey Walker. And we just had a fantastic talk from Dean Walker on Monday, really contextualizing Garveyism and all of these 20th century movements and putting Brathwaite in context. So that's what I'm most looking forward to.
So this has really strong legs, because this is a really educational exhibition that you've got going on there with the talks and what you can see and read about and hear. This is not saying it's just art, but it's not just art. It's an event.
Yeah, it's a kind of a multi-layered event, as you mentioned. You know, photographs and costumes and talks and programs, and we have a free afternoon when you can come and see the exhibition for free on February 18th. So that might be a great time for people to plan to make their visit.
It's 3:43. You're listening to Afternoon Jazz. We're talking with Allison Slaby from Rinalda House Museum of American Art. The show is Black is Beautiful. It's getting ready to open. So give us the nuts and bolts about when it's going to open and what people can do to become engaged with this event.
So it will open this Saturday, February 5th. It will close May 8th. You can get tickets at rinalda.org, and we hope to see lots of people come to see this really stunning exhibition.
Well, we're looking forward to it and reading about it and immersing ourselves in this program, because, like I said, it's the art and it's the costumes and it's the stories and it's the movement that is still going on today, because one generation after another seems to pick up the mantle and keep moving forward. And well done, Rinalda House Museum of American Art, for bringing it to our community.
Thanks, Jim. We're really looking forward to it.
You're listening to Afternoon Jazz at 90.5 FM, WSNC Winston-Salem, jazz in all its colors, from the campus of Winston-Salem State University. At the top of the hour, National Public Radio News.